flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFC and AFC championships are both set, so we will be watching those on Sunday of this weekend with the Commanders and Eagles for your NFC, and then obviously the Bills at the Chiefs for your AFC championship matchup.
Going to be a couple of obviously interesting matchups, and you know, are y'all happy that they're both on Sunday? I like it feels like to me. Like, it's just going to be weird to go through Saturday. The college football is over with, and it just feels like Saturday feels very open-ended at this point.
I would rather have 1-1 or maybe both on Saturday, only because I don't want – I need to look at the times of both games.
3 o'clock and 6:30.
Yep. So, actually, those are respectable hours for Sunday. I can handle that. Like, it's not like it's like a 7:30 or 8:30, 8:20 kick. So, never mind. I'm fine with Sunday.
No, I think it's going to be – I think it's gonna be nice. I have a couple things I gotta get to with the family Saturday. A couple birthday parties, an adult and a kid. So it'd be a good weekend nonetheless. Then you get to kind of strap in on Sunday, sit down, hunker down, watch both these games, and pay close attention because I think they're both good matchups. I think that what the Eagles are against the Commanders is so intriguing because these are two teams that obviously know each other very well, and with the Jalen Hurts thing kind of out there as far as his knee goes, I think that there's three different ways to kind of break this game down. And I think there's going to be a lot of onus, obviously, on the offensive line from Philadelphia, as there has been all year.
Well,
so no shock there. They've been able to carry the team.
Yeah.
The team on their back.
And with that, Saquon Barkley. This is one of the best rushing teams in football in Philadelphia and one of the top 3 to 4 running backs in the league against one of the worst run defenses in Washington's defense. They have not been very good. I mean, they're allowing a almost 140 yards a game, Washington's defense is, and that's not very good. And what has been the theme for Philadelphia in the playoffs? They have ran the ball and played defense. I mean, they have not had to – Jalen Hurts has not had to do a lot as far as – putting up big numbers. I mean, the reason Ray J. Brown was reading a book, the real reason is he had one catch for 10 yards. And then now he's trying to make it like he always reads self-help books on the sidelines. But I think they pushed him there. He was upset.
Keep that man busy.
Yeah.
I think he led the team in targets last week as well.
I think he led the team in targets the week that he was reading books.
Just pulled up some stats here. Don't want to sound like a old ball coach, but obviously if you keep the ball, you're more likely to win the game. This is the first conference championship weekend ever featuring 4 teams with 0 playoff giveaways. Thought that was a pretty remarkable stat.
That's awesome. And I think that obviously that's a huge key. I think the biggest key, and to go back to the Eagles, you know, to Jalen Hurts' injury, is how effective is Saquon when Jalen is not a run threat? And because I think you go back, and Jalen got hurt. Remember, he got hurt against the Commanders week, was that 15? And when he went out, Saquon wasn't near as effective. The offense wasn't near as effective with Kenny Pickett in the game.
He's still, I think he's ran for 150 something and like 140 something in the two games against them. He didn't have his, but to your,
but I think 100, I think in the first game, the one I'm talking about, I think like 120 of those yards were before Jalen left the game in like the second quarter. Like he was running rampant with Jalen on the field.
Yeah, they were up 14, I think 14-3 or something, 14-0 when Jalen Hurts got hurt in that last game. I think it's a lot because the first touchdown for Philadelphia was what? Quarterback pull with a, it was a counter quarterback pull. They pulled the was it the left tackle, I think, Mike, that pulled?
They ran and, GT counter. Yeah, they pulled left guard and left tackle.
And and it looked like it was gonna be basically it was basically play action to himself, you know, because he looked like he was gonna hand off, but it was never going that way because of the counter.
Right.
And or the pulling offensive lineman and it sprung him. Because to your point, the attention that Saquon Barkley gets, it opens it up for Jalen Hurts and vice versa. So they do go hand in hand. And you've seen that Jalen Hurts is not near as effective as a passer when he doesn't have the threat to run. Because you have to rush him differently.
Yeah, and I think the other way to look at it too, and we talk about offensive coordinators, and obviously that's going to be a focus in this game, but I think this is when you make your money, right? It's the chess match of, okay, if Jalen Hurts can't run it, do you show something else early on? And I'm not talking about wildcat formation, but do you show something else early on with maybe a two-back backfield or a speed sweep action or something like that that stresses the edges other than Jalen Hurts? And that's really the imagination. That's where this comes into play. That's where you make your money. Not when Saquon's going for 200. When you make your money is in situations like this as an OC.
Do you trust Kellen Moore as with his imagination? I think it. Kellen Moore has been a guy that's been criticized a lot. His time in Dallas, and he went to the Chargers for a 1-year stint with Herbert, and then obviously that doesn't work out because the entire staff gets fired. But do you trust Kellen Moore to be with his imagination and with his play calling to mix it up enough when you don't have everything at your disposal? Because that's been a kind of a knock on him, as he's been boring at times as an offensive coordinator.
You brought up the Commanders' run defense, right?
Yeah, it's been abysmal.
Yeah, so I guess the question is then, and Mike was asking this as well, if there's not the threat of Hurts being able to run the football, how is it going to affect Saquon Barkley? And that's a big question, I think, going into this, because this team has always just run the football. That was like a lot of the criticism they are receiving. If you're watching a lot of the national shows and stuff, that all they do is run the football. They can't pass. I guess the question is, do they keep doing what's working? You've heard Jalen Hurts talk about basically saying, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. This is what works for us. It doesn't mean that we can't pass the ball. But maybe there's an opportunity to try to do that in this game.
Well, yeah, and I think, Tiff, to your point about Washington's defense, is I think that there is a situation where without Hurts on the field, and I'm kind of backloading this comment because I just said that they did well, but without Hurts on the field, it's like you're kind of hamstrung in running the ball. But is Washington good enough at this point to actually make them pay for that becomes the question, right? Can you make them pay for that defensively? Now, for a lot of the season, and you look at the defensive rankings, the rushing and everything else, you got to remember – Jonathan Allen returned to action against us, week 16 or week 17, whatever that was. And Jonathan Allen back in the fold, I think, is a huge boom to that defense. But Bobby Wagner, one of the highest graded linebackers still in the game, unbelievable presence. Even as he's bounced around here recently, you look at what he's been on the field for them, it's insane. So
yeah.
Can Washington make them pay if Jalen Hurts is not a run threat? That's going to be really what the question is.
Well, and Bobby Wagner and Deron Payne neither practiced yesterday. I'm not sure if that's been a consistent thing on Wednesdays with them. You know, we've saw it where we give guys, veteran players, time off during week, every week. There's a rest day. I don't know. I'm not a defensive coordinator. I never even tried to be one, but other than, Madden and NCAA back in the day, but and Tecmo Super Bowl. But if you're Dan Quinn and you know Jalen Hurts, you have to rush – when you rush four against Jalen Hurts, they have to be disciplined and keep their pass rush lanes, right? It's the pass rush lane integrity kind of thing that everybody talks about. And you're like, what does it mean? It just means don't rush out of control. Rush controlled. I'm sending people. If they're in, I'm sending extra guys, and I'm saying go get him and make him move. Come at him. Don't screw that until he shows us that he's healthy enough to make us pay.
Well, and too, I think it's a double-edged sword, right? Because what is Jalen Hurts as a passer from the pocket? You know, what is he as a passer from the pocket? I think if you send people, you bring him, and I think he's better on the run. So as a pocket pack, maybe you do want him to throw from the pocket.
But
maybe
is he healthy enough to
just stay right there?
But do you think he's healthy enough to get out?
I don't know. And that's that's a question they're going to have to answer. It's a chess match. It's an intriguing part of this entire thing.
But I guess to that point, don't you want to answer it as soon as you can figure out, all right, we know what he is now.
Yeah.
We sent it. He handled it. We know that right now he's got enough cortisone shot in his knee that it ain't going to bother him for the first quarter. Well, it's not like they don't all, you know, I mean, they take.
I've been there.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's move to the AFC Championship with the Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday. These two teams are now meeting, 4 times in a 5-season span in this. So it's crazy.
It's nuts.
Also the fact that the Chiefs are the ones that keep going to the Super Bowl, and the Bills keep coming up short. So is this going to be the year for the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen in this matchup?
Well, I think too, Tiff, and your point about them not having any turnovers, but you do remember the Kansas City Chiefs actually fumbled twice against the Texans. And they're able to fall on them and get those
recover
back.
But, it, yeah.
And you know what's thing about Kansas City is, and it feels crazy to say this because they are in the midst of a dynasty, but I don't know exactly what their identity has been throughout the season. The offensive identity is basically Patrick Mahomes making plays, and that's what it's been. And it's been, you know, they've created some defensive matchup nightmares with some of the players they have. So they're a team that can win in so many different ways that's what I think makes them scary. And look, you could probably say the same thing about Buffalo on the other side of it. Their identity is Josh Allen. They're going to go as Josh Allen goes. And that's what makes this such an intriguing quarterback matchup, man. And that's why you love to see games like this. And same thing with Lamar and Josh Allen last week. But I think when you looked at Baltimore, you felt like you had a better sense of what they were offensively with everything on. I just don't know. Travis Kelce, obviously, he's quote-unquote lives for the playoffs. He lives for the playoffs, according to Patrick Mahomes. So
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
Well, I'll tell you what. 3 years ago, if I said, man, can you imagine that one of the best offenses – In the NFL is going into Arrowhead to play one of the best defenses, because that's kind of what you got. You got the second best scoring offense. Buffalo's averaging 1 point a game, And Kansas City's only given up 19, and they're the fourth best scoring defense. They are. I know that they haven't been as good as they were in the past, but they are still really good. And then you go to Mahomes, and they have not been the juggernaut in the last couple of years offensively that they used to be, but they're still finding ways to win. Patrick Mahomes could pass Joe Montana on Sunday for the second most playoff wins as a quarterback. Day-Day, I know. Joe Montana makes you feel not only old, but a little sad, too. Because Tom Brady's ran away with 30-something victories in the playoffs, but Patrick Mahomes right there on 16 could be in the 17th playoff game, and they do. They meet every year. I think it's the only second time they've met in the AFC Championship game, but they meet every year in the playoffs, and whether it's the divisional or whatever, and maybe this is the year that Josh Allen and them get it done.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.